Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
A new off-site fumigation facility has been established at the Jam Island Processing Company in Manchester to aid in the preparation and packaging of products for export. Stay with us to hear more in today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyes. Thanks for waking up with us.
Jamaica makes quantum leap in the 2014 Logistics Performance Index.
Ground broken for Total Logistics Facility at Kingston Wharves.
Jamaicans access logistics training in China, and Maritime Institute trains over 34,000 in Logistics 101.
But that's not all. Logistics 102 has been launched.
We are Hubactive.
Things are indeed happening.
This is a powerful vision of Jamaica's future, unfolding now before our very eyes, in what I call the hub effect.
Yes, the Jamaica Logistics Hub Initiative, a bold new vision for Jamaica's future.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, in partnership with private sector company Jam Island, has constructed an off-site fumigation facility to aid in the preparation and packaging of products for export. The facility is located at the Jam Island Processing Company in Manchester and will serve to enhance Jamaica's export capacity.
Jam Island, which was formerly V&M Import and Export Limited, is a large exporter of yams, dasheen, and pumpkins. And in partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, we have constructed this fumigation facility to aid the preparation and packaging of produce for export.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellio. The new facility is over 12,000 square feet and can accommodate up to 3 40-foot containers. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellio says the construction of the off-site fumigation facility, which was approved by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch of the ministry, is significant. He says one of the benefits include less handling, as the produce will be processed, packed, and fumigated at the same location, thus ensuring better quantity for shipping.
Before this, the produce would have had to be processed, packed, and trucked into Kingston, then fumigated, packed again in the container, and transported to the wharf.
The new facility will result in reduced costs for transportation and increased production time for workers. In other words, employees will not be traveling to Kingston to offload and reload the containers.
Jam Island intends to offer the fumigation services to other exporters who may be interested, and to make this facility a one-stop shop where most of the exporter supplies such as sawdust and boxes will be made available.
Minister of Agriculture Derek Kellio. Jam Island also has a distributing facility in Miami, Florida, where their agricultural produce is shipped. And now for our proverb of the day.
Bigger big from bigger, him never get rich.
And this means, if you are in a good space financially and constantly associate with persons of like mind and circumstances, your fortunes will never change.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's two-month amnesty. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, May 4 to June 30. Call 908-441-9224 for details.
That's where we end today's program. I'm Anjuie James Soyes with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers. Do have a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.